The troubled economy is giving an unexpected lift to local museums. After years of declines in attendance, the number of visitors to museums across New England is climbing this year. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, rising attendance won't solve all the fiscal problems museums face in this recession.
It's a Wednesday afternoon at the Harvard Museum of Natural History, where two girls are looking at a display of stuffed rodents.
Look at that big mouse, Mom! And look at flying squirrels!
Yes!
Their mother, Mary Cameron, says besides the educational benefit for her children, the cost of entry was definitely on her mind.
We did come on Wednesday afternoon because it's free to get in from 3 to 5. Yeah, it certainly was a factor.
Cameron is part of a growing number of people searching out museums for their low cost, even when they have to pay admission. Museum director Elizabeth Werby claims the number of visitors here is up 10% so far this year.
Because people recognize museums are a value in this economy, they find inspiration, education, and fun for a relatively low price, and we're happy to provide that.
In fact, Werby decided not to raise the entry fee this year, as had been planned. This trend is backed up by attendance figures across the region. For the first 3 months of the year, attendance is up 4.4% for sites in Boston and Cambridge, according to industry data. Statewide, the increase is similar. Overall, across New England, attendance has climbed the highest for the first quarter since the bump that came after 9/11. Even so, selling more admission tickets is a mixed blessing.
Increased attendance certainly can pay for itself, but it doesn't pay for itself when the economy is doing this badly.
Ford Bell is the president of the American Association of Museums. He says nationwide, people seem to be staying closer to home lately and going more to museums. The average entry fee across the country is $7. But Bell says those $7 don't come close to covering what it costs to run a museum.
When the economy goes down like this, people may continue to visit, but they may not spend money on a membership. They may not spend money in the shop or in the restaurant. They may not donate, or they may cut their donations back. And, you know, I think we're seeing that.
And this is coming at a time when bigger museums especially are suffering from hits to their endowments and rising interest rates on the debt they carry. The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston laid off almost 36 employees last month, despite healthy attendance rates. That's a fate the New Bedford Whaling Museum is hoping to avoid.
This first one is a humpback. The next one, do you know what this one is? This is the largest. This is called the blue whale, and this is the
middle schoolers chew gum as a volunteer guide takes them around. Attendance here is up almost 8% for the first quarter of this year. Vice President Kristen Sneezek says her site last month tried to leverage this renewed local interest.
We decided to take a risk and offer free admission not only to our students, which we typically do during vacation weeks, but also to family members that live in the New Bedford area, zip codes 02740 through 02746, and we were packed. It worked quite well.
Gift store sales were $3,000 higher for April than normal. Sneezek is hoping those families will get their friends and come back again during the summer, the make-or-break season for most museums. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
Kurt's report on the ripple effects of the recession is also on our Bottom Line blog at WBUR.org, where you'll find all our coverage of how the economy is affecting Massachusetts.